Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
You thought you were doing the right thing, and then you realize you made a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
And now the cops might be showing up to your house, and it's a whole deal. It's a whole thing. Because yesterday, I received the little sticker to put on my license plate.
Right.
Because it expires this month. And our coworker Riggs, I'm calling you out, Riggs, 103.7 Kiss FM, text him, tell him,
this is his fault.
What's wrong?
Why
100%
is it
his fault? He loves to put people on blast that put the year sticker on top of the last year sticker on top of the last year sticker on your license plate.
I thought like all the way around, right?
People like to just keep piling on, sticker over sticker over sticker. And he one time put me on blast on social media. And so because of that, he said, it's illegal. You're not supposed to do that. You have to take the old sticker off, put the new sticker off. So the envelope from the Department of Transportation's in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I walk right to my garage. And there I go. Scraping.
The old
scraping,
one off. Yeah.
Even grabbed a razor and scraped the old sticker off.
Yeah, because it doesn't, it's expired anyway. Why leave it on there? Plus, it's easier for somebody to come by and go flick and then steal your year. So,
yes.
You want to make sure it's
so
on there.
It's,
got you.
It's all in pieces.
Yeah.
It's crumbled up. It's in the garbage in the garage.
Okay.
And then I open up the little envelope because I paid my $125 for my license. And there's a letter that says, you need to get an emissions test.
Uh-oh,
You can't get your sticker till you get your emissions test. And I'm like, why was that not on the postcard that they send me? It was not, because I remember thinking, I feel like I should be getting an emissions test. Why is it not on there? I ripped off, the sticker was in pieces, ripped off. So now I don't have the car today. I'm not driving with expired plates. I took my husband's car. He's taking the Harley. Because I told him, you can't take my car.
Well, it's still registered, though, isn't it?
Well, that's the other thing. They took the check. It says on the letter, received your $125, but we can't send you your sticker till you get your emissions test.
Yeah, you do have to get that emissions test. Okay, so here's what you do. This is the way to, you want to
I'm going to go today, but I'm still going to be driving with expired
plates. Yeah, because you're not going to get a sticker right away, I don't think.
No, you don't get it.
Because they have to.
Because I called. I called the place.
The emissions have to send it to the state, and the state goes, okay, now we'll send it. Yeah. But here's a way to get around that. Do you do the digital thing? Do you have them email you the notice? And then you can click on the little link that says, renew your plates now.
Well, my plates are technically renewed. They're renewed.
Okay.
They took the check.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying about this. That way, when you get that email saying, time to renew, you click on the link, and that link will pop up and say, oh, you need an emissions test.
So no, this happens, I don't do it online. I just get the postcard and I mail a check.
That's what we do. We do it online. So it's a lot easier.
Yeah, but you pay an extra fee if you go online.
It was $85 plus.
No, you pay an extra fee if you go online.
It was like $10. Okay, I think it was like $10. You're right. You're right, because I just did my daughter's car.
I'm not paying an extra $10 if I don't have to.
But it's $10 and a peace of mind. That way you'll know.
It's $10.
But here's the
thing. Do you know what $10 can get you right now?
Here's the thing, though. Right. It can get you not pulled over is what it can get you.
But if I have my letter in the glove box, if I get pulled over and I have my letter in the glove box and I show the officer.
You'll be fine.
And say, I'm driving to the emissions place.
Yeah.
I won't get a ticket.
No, you won't, because I did this for my daughter, Lexi. We get the email, and I'm like, oh, click on it. Oh, it says emissions. Can you get to the emissions? Yeah, I will. Forget about it. All of a sudden, it's like down to the wire, and it's like, you need to go and get this done. They do it. It passes. And then I get the email saying, okay, we're going to send you your information. And so I just take a screenshot, send that to my daughter, and say, okay, well, I don't have anything for you to put in the car. But what I'll do is I'll send you this screenshot. That way, if you do get pulled over, all right, You can just hold up your phone and say, look, look, we paid. We paid.
Well, can we take line number two here for a second?
What do we got here?
All right, Sarah, you're live on the radio, so don't swear. I'm already in trouble with the law. I don't need to get in trouble with the FCC
today.
Oh,
boy.
Sarah, what do you want to say about the emissions test and about driving with the expired plates?
So I think, and I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that before they pull you over, they scan your plate. So they should be able to see that you've
that I sent the money in.
You do. They do that. So then you're safe with that.
I should be okay.
I don't think they'll pull you over if they scan your plate and see that you're technically registered.
Here's the thing. You shouldn't do anything to get pulled over. Okay?
Well, no
speeding on you.
I need to fly by the cop so they can't see that the plate's expired. That's the problem.
Oh, I didn't even see that car.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.